Our lower commodity prices have been having an impact on the U.S. ag industry. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Caleb Ringland is the president of the American Soybean Association and a farmer producer himself from Magnolia, Kentucky.
We as American soybean farmers have a lot invested in infrastructure and the way we raise our crops, our crop rotations, and it's not something we can simply just jump around and dabble in one crop one year and something else the next. We have long-term processes that are in place, and American soybean farmers are really good at producing soybeans.
The rising input costs has gained the attention now of the USDA as they are working on a farm input cost study.
USDA and the Department of Justice signed a memorandum of understanding that aligns a joint commitment by both of our agencies to protect American farmers and ranchers from the burdens imposed by high and volatile input costs such as feed, fertilizer, fuel, seed, equipment, and other essential goods while ensuring competitive supply chains, lowering consumer prices, and the resilience of U.S. agriculture and the food supply.
When it comes right down to it, Ringland said we need to open up our trade doors.
What we need is strong markets and opportunity. China is our biggest export customer. Soybeans are the largest agriculture product that's exported. And last year, 25% of all soybeans produced in the U.S. went to China. Before the first trade war, as much as 33% of total U.S. soybean production went to China.
And today, where do we stand when it comes to trade with China?
Currently, China has zero soybeans on the books for this crop that is being harvested now, and that is alarming for our industry. 25% of our exports of our soybeans produced go to China. That's half of all exports from the U.S.
With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.